Sue, quickie?
Yes, go ahead, Sue. I'm looking for.
I was reminded there was a TV show about the Grim Reaper. That show went on for, that case went on for like 25 years or 20 years or something, that he was killing women in the South Central LA area. And there's a TV show on it. Sorry, that's all.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read this a draft, and we can be thinking about it and add something next week or in 2 weeks, whenever we meet again. Whereas the missing and murdered black women, MMBW, longstanding femicide in this country, reportedly 90,333 black women in 2020, which represent 32% of all missing and murdered women in the U.S., a number which is very large because black population only represents 4% of the U.S. population, whereas Pacifica has sporadically covered these cases, but presently not in a show principally focused on this femicide, be it resolved that the 2021 PMB Programming Committee recommends to the National Board to strongly recommend that a MMBW network collective be started with a community oversight of content, reporting the local stories of these women's lives, their survival, and legal action updates with trained producers in both audio and, as soon as able, video for online presentation at each 5 stations, taking turns at production and editing. This is just a rough draft now. Can anybody criticize this or give me some input how you feel about this? I'm want to see in the future like at least a 30-minute show for each of these groups of women. And then what was brought up before we even went on the stream, I mean, before we started our meeting, is I think Sharon was saying, you know, a lot of little boys are also taken. And Sue reinforced that by saying, yes, you know, the relatives, the mothers, a lot of people are in. But it's a big problem. And it's not just girls that get raped. Little boys get raped, too. I'm changing the subject. Who is this?
Lydia?
Okay, Lydia, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm at an event, and I would like to move that we vote on this at our next meeting, just simply because I'm trying to live my life for an event that I planned 3 months ago to collect toys over here in Venice. And there's a lot of affluent people who can donate a lot of joy and cheer to the children in the 15 affordable buildings that the only affordable housing that we have in Venice. So I don't mean to distract. I'm paying attention and I'm listening. But to do this, to do a due diligence to be able to vote on this, is to be able to read it and consider it. I don't want to vote, you know, with a half conscientious or heart to this. And there was a lot of time put into this. And it was submitted 2 hours before our meeting. So I'm going to ask that we go ahead and move this to wait 1 week, 7 days to be able to consider this. Because I don't want to, I want to be well informed before I make a decision, yes or no.
Of course, of course. As I said, this is a rough draft that I put together, and I'm not even black. So I have a very insecure feeling that I'm missing a whole bunch.
I thought we were talking about Tom's email. If it's the one that you wrote, yes. I mean, I can't say anything for or against. I'd be for any additional airtime and focus and amplification of missing and murdered black relatives. I'd be all for it, and I'd be all for their agency and self-determination to write it, and I would be following their guidance and their directing how I can support that. I'd show up and ask, how may I support you, relative? I wouldn't have any criticisms of that, because they know what they need, right? And our stories are similar. Our stories are very similar. It's just that again, Indigenous people are connected to what's happening with the environment. And that's a double whammy, you know. We're not entering into the Olympics of suffering, of who's suffering more. We're not giving out gold and silver and bronze. We're just saying that there's two different stories of suffering, two different histories of suffering, and they intersect. So it'd be great to have a place and space where we intersect our stories and show that we're supporting each other. So I'm all for your, I read that, and I did read it before you, when you sent it, Nancy. I just haven't read Thomas's offerings, and I apologize, Thomas. I'm in deep with 80 lowriders and a DJ on Abbot-Kinney Boulevard. We're taking up space, indirect action every 3 to 4 months. And I apologize that I can't get to read it. I can walk away and read it, but I couldn't vote on it conscientiously. I couldn't. I really need to be able to process it and digest it. But I vote yes to support Nancy's motion.
Okay. The committee did have no objection to leaving it to the PNB action on that programming, MMIW. So that was Thomas's main point of his question, that, you know, he was asking, do we have to send it back to the programming committee? And committee has already decided not to do that. There was no objection to this. Leave it as is and let the PNB untangle it. And Lydia, you will be introducing that. Okay. All right. So is it okay if we think about this in the back burner, about the Black missing and murdered, and give us time at least?
I'm saying move it forward if our Black relatives want to move it forward. I want to amplify and support what they want. I'm not here to dictate how. I thought this was the email that Tom sent earlier. I haven't even looked at it, in all honesty. I'm doing double standard here. I'm doing a multitasking. I apologize.
Well, Thomas was making a question with his email, and we already decided not to touch it, and it will be handled by the PNB. So that's already finished, that business.
Okay. Now, All right. Thank you.
About the Black murdered and missing, I think this thing needs more input, and I want to ask other members also of this committee to please be researching and share with the committee what you've come up with. As I said, you know, what I don't want to see is that one person is stuck with editing and producing all these shows, because it's been really, really hard for, you know, to even do COVID, Race, and Democracy. Paulina's very, very busy, and she's taking on a lot, and of course that's her business. But I would think we need somebody at each station to be trained in production of this sort, collecting stories from all five stations if they want to do it that way, as COVID, Race, and Democracy is doing. Or they need a videographer, someone who can put it in a form where it can go on our video channel. Because it's good to see these ladies' faces, their pictures, you know, what they look like. That'd be even better. You know, people would be able to see a face, and maybe they recognize them. So that's why the video is really important on the online. So I would challenge the committee and ask for more input and be thinking about this. And when we meet in maybe 1 or 2 weeks, we can have a meeting next week, or we can have a meeting in 2 weeks. 2 weeks is already reserved. I had not reserved for next week, but at the advice of one of our members saying, we better do lots of reservation in case we don't make quorum, and we want to get these important things done. And I think I need help. We need help for the Brown community. There's very little. There's a need, because they don't have no database, except for the ones that are citizens. Okay, but I'm glad that we went into this kind of very deep radical type programming, which Pacifica is famous for, and Ralph was correct. It was very emotionally charged. I was I got very emotional. I wasn't the only one, and there is a custom for the. Yes, who's this?
May I close us when we're ready, Lydia? When we're ready to close, may I close us when we're ready to leave?
Oh, you
have
something to say.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to thank Nancy, and I know it's difficult, you know, to not be emotionally charged by this. I'd like to thank the relatives on this call because it takes all of us, and this move, these motions move the Pacifica National Board. It moves us all forward in 2022 with a great deal of healing that needs to happen. And I'd like to say that I'm sending prayers for everyone to have Creator, if you believe, or whatever higher power you believe, protect us and keep us in good health, and helps us, help everyone here to do these beautiful good things, always with good intentions, and always to be better relatives towards each other and with each other. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia.
Hey, Nancy.
Yes, who's this?
This is Marianne Martinez.
Oh, Marianne, I thought that. Good, you're here.
Did you take the role already? I may have missed that.
Yes, you missed, but you're on now. Okay, I put you down.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're attending. Okay, the other thing on the agenda is finishing up the programming. I mean, is it okay that we wait on this Black Missing and Murdered Black Women's motion until we have a little bit more time points in it, so we can avoid maybe missing? I'm sure it will be. It's a positive thing, and people will like it.
Is there a way to leave the frame and have the for lack of a better term, to say to put the meat on the bones and put the substance of it with our relatives defining that, and not trying to fill this motion with our thoughts of what it should be? Maybe they can craft. We should pass the not the bare minimum, but we should pass the idea, the notion, the prayer, the intention of holding space for our relatives to step in and own this. I think that if we don't have to define everything. I don't speak for my Black relatives. I stand with them. So maybe if we can take a look and perhaps craft this and send it to everyone's email, have the frame of it. If they like it, then we move it forward. You know, I'm trying to encourage, you know, our Black relatives' agency and self-determination. That neither you nor I, Nancy, or anyone else should be writing this, that we can offer that door open and a space, a healthy, safe space to share the stories of these lives missing and murdered. So I would move something forward. I would want to move something forward, and maybe I'm misspeaking. I'm just saying that I know what it feels like to have to wait. I misspoke when I and earlier, and I apologize for misspeaking. So relatives, please help us help you in any way we can. Help us dedicate a motion so that way you're not feeling any certain kind of way, and it's going to be sooner that we start than later.
Okay, I'm going to read the motion. This is for a Missing and Murdered Black Women show. And whereas the Missing Murder, I think I already read this, Missing Murdered Black Women, MMBW, longstanding femicide in this country, reportedly 90,333 Black women in 2020, which represents 32% of all missing and murdered women in the United States, a number which is very large because Black population only represents 4% of the U.S. population, whereas Pacifica has sporadically covered these cases, but presently not in a show principally focused on this femicide, be it resolved that the 2021 PNB Programming Committee recommends to the Pacifica National Board to strongly recommend that a MMBW network collective be started with a community oversight of content, reporting the local stories of the women's of these women's lives and survival and legal action updates, and with a trained with trained producers, both in audio and, as soon as able, video for the online presentation at each of the five stations, taking turns at production and editing. I could add at the end, and further research will be done by the National Programming Committee to help this effort. How do people feel? This would go, it would not go into a special meeting, right, Lawrence? Are you, is Lawrence still on here, or Thomas? I mean, it would have to go on a regular meeting or be put. Paulina, are you still here? It might be able to be put on the special meeting if it's advance notice, enough advance notice, but I'm not sure. National Director? Thomas, go ahead.
Did you read African Americans are 4% of the population?
Yes. I hope that's correct.
That's totally wrong, Nancy.
Oh, thank you.
Hispanics
okay.
Hispanics are about 20%. African Americans, as far as I know, are 13, anywhere from 13 to 15%. I thought it was about 14% last I saw.
Okay, we have an error here to check.
I should be off a little bit, but it's certainly much larger than 4%.
I think they were calculating women, but I'm not sure.
No, I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe this is a rough draft.
And just to say this, my email was an urging. It was not a motion. It was an urging to, treat the It speaks for itself, and if no one has read it, fine, whatever.
I can read it.
Just to say to Lawrence, I don't know what you mean by me being naive. I underestimate or misestimate the reactions of people, but I don't think I'm naive at all.
That was just Lawrence's.
I was hoping we would. You were ready to finish with this program committee motion, and get that to the back to the PNB before the year is over. But apparently, that's not.
The special meeting.
I don't know. You've left it. You've left it alone again. It seems like, Nancy, and. We've edited it to death, to the point where there are multiple, the last meeting we had, we talked about the multiple edits, and I guess no one has, cleaned it up, and if that's what's necessary to do, that's what probably should be done, and certainly before the next meeting. I thought we had edited it down to...
We worked a lot on it. Special meeting, only topics that have been presented to be put on the special meeting can be presented. Otherwise, it's got to go at a regular meeting. And so this December 9th is going to be a special meeting, and your December 16th is going to be voting on the affiliates and voting on the bylaws. I think that's what it is. But I don't know if it's a special meeting or it's a regular meeting. It sounds like a special meeting. I'm sorry, I don't know the, and Pauline is probably already off, she would know. So to add this missing, murdered, and black women, we're not ready for this yet, I think. But we can show them that we are working on a motion, because I think that will help.
I don't think they need to see that, Nancy.
Really?
They don't need to see we're working on it. They need to see what we consider to be when we finished it.
Yeah, that's
honestly.
True.
You're talking about your new motion, the one you just submitted by email an hour ago or 2 hours ago,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's totally new. And
yes.
Okay. I'm talking about the old motion, but I guess the program committee motion, you know, can wait till the new year too, you know, because, I mean, what it directs people to do, you know, once it's in the on the books and if it indeed is actually passed, then you know it'll be on the stations that don't have program committees, and the ones that do, we'll look at you know, this is sort of a the repurposing of programming. And again, it's just advise, consult, and assist. That's what at least I stressed in my my editing.
Yeah, and it's more condensed, as you worked on that, condensing it down the most, Thomas. And that, I think that format will be more acceptable. It would also help if we had a bylaw amendment next year for a programming committee at each station. And actually, in the bylaws, it's missing a national programming committee is required, and a national election committee is required. And that's why these two committees got kind of, like elections we didn't have since November of 2016, and it just started up like during this election of this year. That's several years we didn't have an election committee. It needs to be that in the bylaws that we have a programming committee at each station. It needs to be put there. It's not.
Anyway,
it's not
did you say Paulina is still off the call? Paulina's off?
Yeah, she had to leave early. She said she had a class at 7 a.m.,
right.
So she had to leave. Okay. It needs to be checked. You know, if it's just the black women, that's 4%, or if it's, a big mistake here. So it's not ready to go.
Well, that's definitely wrong. 4% is just too little. It's too small, I should say. Not too little. Too small.
Yeah. Well, I was doing this on the fly really quick, and I probably made a big mistake there. Anyway, we're not ready for this. I know it would. I did it because I thought it's fair, you know. And if we presented all three motions for three different shows at the same time, there would not be this. Well, what about black, or what about brown, or what about, you know? I didn't want that to happen, but you know, we were just not. We don't have enough time to do these things, so and to discuss and get together. Okay, shall we go on to the programming? The programming committee, let me see where it is. I'm going to resend everybody. Howie.
Nancy, I think we're sort of petering out here. How many people are still on the call?
We've gone 1 hour and a half and 13 minutes.
What?
1 hour and 43 minutes so far. We're, I think most people are here.
Sue Stack.
Go ahead, Sue.
A few years ago, probably before all of y'all were here, there was developed national programming, partly because of the hearings, the Contragate and the money, they developed at that time a national program director, and they started to have more and more national programming, and they wanted to have more programming and must carries for all the stations. And diminishing amount of local news and local everything. And they really wanted to take power at national and get rid of. And if there's no program director at a station, who's speaking for the local? We get our strength from the five huge signal areas plus the affiliates. And if it all comes out of one bureau, national, I don't want to see this happen. It's like a big step on the way to all the stations being repeater stations. And as much as we're talking about worthy things, there's a big monster down the road that you need to be careful of, and it wants power, it wants to be fed, it wants the money, and there's also a new campaign coming up at National, possibly, you know about the big, huge loan at National, and the three buildings that Pacifica owns are collateral, part of the collateral, intellectual property, everything is collateral for that loan. And they're talking about a way to back fund that loan at a lower interest rate. But if they do that, they're taking all their money directly from the station members, and they're pulling all the teeth from the local stations, and I just don't want to see us all become must-carry repeater stations. And at the same time, they had a national development director, and he was finding ways to mine each of the stations, especially the high rollers. And he even put forth an idea to have pooled income so that every bit of income from all the stations would go to National, in other words, him, to dole out wherever he thought necessary. And I'm sorry to be the voice of doom, but that happened. Thank you.
Thank you for the history, Sue. Yeah, nobody wants to be a repeater. We already saw that happen with BAI. No, we don't want to be a repeater. We want to have our own programming. Local is so powerful. Okay, I want to report...
Lydia Brazon made the statement last couple of weeks ago that there is no national programming staff at this point in time. No one.
That means she wants some.
Well, she made a factual statement. Maybe so. You know, I mean, I'm not saying there. It's, you know, despite your warning of from a national program director, you suddenly get repeater stations. I could see it as a small team that helps coordinate and communicate within the network to get the best programs produced locally to, you know, to have a more national market and national audience. That's one thing that could happen from that. But, you know, there's no money for it, so I don't think it's likely anytime soon, given the, you know.
This is Thomas, right?
Yes. I mean,
okay.
You know, I hear these the sky is falling predictions, and you know, and I'm not saying I'm for underwriting or anything of that sort, and you know, and that you know, sort of targeted grants wouldn't be a potential danger, and those various things that have transpired in the past. I don't think the situation at this point is approaching that at this point. In any case, I have some obligations as well, and I'm going to sign off as well, Nancy, and committee. So,
okay. All right.
I appreciate it. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Just
all
be
right.
Vigilant. Vigilant.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try. Thank you.
And I'm signing off as well.
Yes.
Okay,
the next meeting, we need to decide, would you like to meet next Sunday or in 2 weeks? Either one is fine. Okay. Is everybody okay with Thomas, are you still here? Is everybody okay with next Sunday?
What day is that? That's the
I look at the calendar.
Today's the 5th, right? So it's
yes.
The 12th. Yeah.
12th, uh-huh. Now I have reserved the 19th, but I mean we could meet the 12th.
please, one or the other, but not both, please.
Well, I don't think the committee wants both, but...
I know they don't. I know Lydia doesn't, for example, and, you know, and Marianne has expressed concern over frequency of meetings, so...
Well,
anyway.
This like twice a month, but this year we started rushing because these are really life and death motions. You know, it's very important. I think that's why. Okay, how about we meet next Sunday, the 12th, at the same time, 11:30, and or you want to take? Come on, do you have a strong opinion, or you want to wait until the 19th and have more time to? Maybe talk on email, communicate on email. I would like to hurry and get it done before Christmas time because people just they go out of town for 2 weeks or so. But it's up to the committee. All right, how about 12th then? Next Sunday, and we challenge the programming committee locally at each station and. I will resend it so everybody can have a look at it. And then also and please chime in when you want to say something. Everybody can put something in. It's a Google Doc. And if you have trouble, just email your comments and I'll try to put it in for you. And then the other is the Black and Murdered. And then we have to start something on the brown women. That's a completely different. I have to find groups that are interested and concerned about this. And please, everybody, be thinking the same. If you have any information or you know people that know, then, you know, bring that forward. I want to just report what happened with the other motion that we sent about a Black History Month collective for 12 hours from all five stations, Black programmers. It got changed. So it's going to be status quo the way, you know, each station does and what they want to do. And I got excited because I got very concerned because I thought this is a chance that a listener can hear programming from four other stations other than their own. And I thought it would be wonderful, sharing local stories. But it did not pass. It got, you know, back to status quo. So I don't know what will happen. I have to look at the way they changed it. It may be if the station chooses to do that or not. It's just very – anyway, Lydia Brazon, the IED, said that she thought it was a good idea, but she's going to talk with all the general managers. And I would like it more of the PNB voting on something because, you know, EDs come and go, and then we're at a point where we're about to change. All the LSBs are changing. I'd like something more stable. But anyway, Brazon was interested in both our motions, and she thought the issues were very important. So that is positive. Okay, well, we'll see each other next Sunday. And please come up with some good ideas or be percolating, and maybe you'll get some good points. Thank you, everybody. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay.
Who said that?
No objections, right? Okay.
By the way, Nancy. Lawrence is here. I fell off the call. And
Nancy.
I've been good for the last hour, so.
Nancy, point of information.
Yes.
A motion that is amended and then passed is not a failure. Okay?
No, it's not.
The original wording was changed. You claim it's totally watered down. It's an effort to get some collaboration. That's all it is. You know, these mandates that come out of these committees, they go nowhere either at the same time. We know this.
That's true.
The motion passed, for God's sakes.
It was not
a failure the way you termed it. I don't understand this. It was amended and then passed.
Lawrence to the stack.
That's just a pointing out a factual situation. All right, thank you.
I agree.
Go ahead, Lawrence. We already adjourned, but go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, well, thank you. even if a motion passed and that was amended, a member has the right to have it reconsidered, and that's so. I think, you know, these things. So that's what's going to be considered on Thursday. So I just want to know if that's where I'm going to put in my energies at, to have that motion reconsidered. I don't care if you want to call it a failure, or if you want to call it a success, or if you want to call it a pass motion. A member has the right to post notice as a director. Three directors have the right to post a notice for reconsideration. So that's what's so I really hope that this committee is not trying to insert itself again and send the wrong message. So that's
We voted to just leave it to the PMB.
All right, thank you.
You must not have heard it. Okay. And nothing is set in concrete, and at least this committee got some rumbling on these issues. We brought it forth, and I thank Lydia Poisson, Ponce for and her team, her family, for bringing this up. Okay, shall we see each other next Sunday? And I'm thankful that we all came and we had quorum, and wonderful. Take care, everybody.
You too.
You too. Thank you.